So what about the patient who has disease progression on a CDK inhibitor, for example, palbo, for example, a patient like this? Hopefully she'll have a nice prolonged response, but likely is going to have progression at some point. What are the factors that you think through in terms of how to manage a patient like this who progresses? And is there anything that we know about the idea of continuing the CDK inhibitor and switching the partner or going from one CDK inhibitor to another?
Yeah, that's a good point, but unfortunately, we are completely lacking clinical data on this approach. There is the suggestion that, based on some preclinical studies, that the pathway is still relevant even at the time of disease progression, but this is based on preclinical findings. In my clinical practice, I would never recommend to a patient to stay on the CDK4/6 inhibitor beyond progression. I think there we need trials. Once that the patients progress on the CDK4/6, I think then we have to use all the other treatment options that we have available for treating breast cancer, endocrine-sensitive breast cancer. In my practice, I am mainly driven by the clinical picture. If the patient has still a non-clinically aggressive disease, in such a case, I tend to continue with some endocrine therapy, either alone or in combination with everolimus. Conversely, if the disease becomes clinically more aggressive, I tend to shift to chemotherapy, most of the times single agent chemotherapy.